Institute, New England Deaconess Hospital, that's DEACONESS, 110 Francis Street, Suite 1A, Boston, Massachusetts, 02215. You can also call the MindBody Medical Institute at area code 617-632-9525. Introduction. When I was 24, I was working on my doctoral dissertation at the Harvard Medical School, investigating the way cells maintain their attachment to one another. I was living on coffee and cigarettes, broke and tired, trying to cope with a troubled marriage and an infant son for whom I had far too little time. I was a relentless perfectionist, trying to control and succeed at everything. I was also a physical wreck, troubled by migraines all my life. I found in college that the intense competition had added crippling stomach pains and vomiting to my list of psychosomatic illnesses. As a graduate student, I also came down with severe bronchitis 4 times in 2 years, and I had to study for my doctoral exams while my head spun in a fever. If this weren't enough, I also developed the high blood pressure that ran in my family. My marriage fell apart during this year. I was now a single parent plagued with fainting and crippled by abdominal pains that were diagnosed as spastic colon. I was given antispasmodics, painkillers, and tranquilizers, all to no avail. Then a viral infection in the lining of my lungs caused suffocating pain that took me to the emergency room of the nearest hospital. There was no mind-body clinic for me to go to back then, but there was a friend in the lab where I conducted my graduate research who was excited about his new hobby, meditation. He compared it to a mini vacation in which he could switch off his cares and concerns and come out refreshed and ready to tackle whatever came up. My first thought was that meditation was for ascetics who lived in caves. I was a hard-headed scientist, literally killing myself to master the ways of the medical establishment. Nevertheless, I gave it a try, largely out of desperation, practicing each day. The test came a few weeks later while I was sitting at an electron microscope trying to unlock the secrets of cancer cells. I felt the familiar stabbing behind my right eye, the light sensitivity and nausea that heralded a migraine. It was time for an experiment. Retreating to my office, I pulled the shades and shut the door. I settled into a chair, relaxed my muscles from head to foot, shifted my breathing from tense chest breathing to relaxed diaphragmatic breathing, and began to meditate. In time, the pain subsided. After the meditation was over, I was left with a feeling of having been washed clean, like the earth after a heavy rain. I ran around the laboratory, announcing that I'd performed the most important experiment of my life, and it was the beginning of a great change in my life. In the following chapters, you'll share my journey of healing and some of those of more than 2,000 patients we've worked with at the MindBody Clinic, patients who've become in many ways my teachers. To honor their privacy, their names have been changed, as have any details that could identify them. At times, the experiences of more than one patient have been combined in a single story. Our patients range in age from 17 to 93, and they come from all walks of life. Their struggles and victories have been inspirations and challenges that constantly push me beyond the limits of what I know. Our patients are people who want to participate in their own healing, but are wary of fads and unproven claims. They're students, executives, housewives, physicians, laborers, scientists, and engineers, and they come with migraine, insomnia, hives, ulcers, allergies, chronic pain, and more serious illnesses such as cancer and AIDS. They're referred by physicians, often after years of suffering, and sometimes after endless rounds of medications that have not worked.